This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Amos chapters 8 and 9, Leroy takes a penetrating look at spiritual starvation in a land of plenty. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Pictures of the famines in Africa really get to me. The little kids lined up politely with their bowls, waiting to receive a few ounces of food. And they are the fortunate ones, because thousands of others will starve to death. A famine is cruel. It produces tens of thousands of fearful, helpless, hopeless, sad people. In Amos chapter 8, verse 11 and 12, the Lord speaks of a spiritual famine, every bit as devastating as those that cause physical hunger and pain. "The days are coming," declares the Sovereign Lord, "when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of God. Men will stagger from sea to sea and wander from north to east, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it." Christian, let those words sink into your heart. When was the last time you fell on your knees and thanked God for the Bible? Recently, at a missions conference in Canada, I heard the story of a Russian preacher who had spent 7 years in a labor camp in Siberia. While there, he continued to preach and led many to Christ. One day, two men and a woman from a northern corner of the land came to the camp and asked to speak to this preacher. Their questions were direct. Is there a God? And if there is there a book that tells about Him? The preacher told them there was such a book, but it was very scarce, and he gave them his copy of the Bible and said he would find another for himself. The three people fell on their knees and wept tears of thanksgiving. Do we feel that way about the Bible? I have just come from a part of the world in which I saw people out searching for food every day. I would see grandmother, big brother, baby sister, along with scores of others scrounging through what we call trash, hoping to find enough to eat for that day. I came back from that, back to America, where most people have to force their small children to eat, especially the right kind of food. Is it our familiarity with the abundance that causes our lack of appreciation? I wonder if it isn't the same with the Bible. It would be tragic for us to starve to death spiritually when there is no famine in the land. Let's thank God we have a Bible and seek the Lord through His Word today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insight on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write the Navigator's, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy examines the folly of playing King of the Mountain with God. Join us on Daily Discipleship.